you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
When making an application for an employment vacancy, there are two documents which go hand in hand, namely the resume and cover letter. The resume outlines your academic qualifications and work experience. The cover letter gives the employer a brief introduction to the applicant, outlining why you are the ideal candidate for the advertised vacancy. On today's program, we examine the cover letter in more detail with insight from CEO of the Job Bank, Dr. Leakim Semaj. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
The cover letter is what you use to directly connect your resume to the position that you're applying for. A lot of people waste the cover letter. The typical wasted cover letter goes like this. Dear sir or madam, I'm applying to the post advertised for such and such on such a date. Enclosed is my resume. Yours truly. That's a waste.
CEO of career counseling agency, The Job Bank, Dr. Leakim Semaj. Dr. Semaj believes great care has to be taken when crafting a cover letter to ensure that you make a positive impression on your prospective employer.
What you should do with a cover letter is directly respond to every question, every issue raised in the ad that you're applying for. Whatever they say they're looking for, you answer that. Yes, I do have a first degree in finance as requested, and my experience in the field is much more than desired. So by you doing that, you have given them an easy route to see how you connect with the post that they have advertised.
Don't be afraid to get into detail about your past achievements, which can make you an ideal candidate for the position being advertised.
The critical thing they want is what are the skills that you have and what are the achievements that you have. Having worked with a workforce similar to this, having achieved 100% of all my targets, I will be more than capable of saying it to make it happen. If you're going to say it, give the example of how you did it, what you did.
Dr. Semaj adds that persons should also reassure the employer that they can compensate for any required qualifications that they don't have.
Anything that you don't have that they're asking for, offer them something else in return. Don't pretend it doesn't exist, just offer them something else. They're asking for 3 years experience, you have two. My 2 years experience is the equivalent of four as a result of the kind of activities I was involved in over the time. And that is the best way to connect your cover letter to the job. So that after reading the cover letter, which many times is read before looking at the resume, they are now able to interpret the resume and see where all the relevant pieces are. And more than likely, you will be a step ahead of many of the other candidates.
In terms of length, Dr. Semaj believes that applicants need not stress too much about this issue, but rather on ensuring that they address the key requirements outlined by the employer.
The ideal of a one page, because it's the easiest thing for somebody to process. But if it has to go into a second page, fine, because a cover letter is giving them a genuine story. It's helping them to walk through and to see all the things that they have asked for.
So to recap, ensure that you don't waste your cover letter by writing generic statements which don't exemplify why you are a good candidate for the advertised post. Ensure that you get into detail about your past achievements and credentials which make you a good candidate for the job. Where you don't have one of the requisite qualifications, offer the employer something else in return which will help justify hiring you. And lastly, don't limit yourself in terms of the length of the letter. Focus more on selling yourself to the employer as best as possible. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned, and we do hope you learned something new. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.